Come on. I want us to get us excited this Monday morning, especially as we know we're walking into a new season. We've sprung forward. Come on, somebody. I was thinking about this. You know how we had the spring forward yesterday? And in my spirit, I just heard the words, overcomer, because I've sprung forward. I've literally moved from one time frame to a new one. Come on. So I'm in my new season. Somebody say, yes, I am too. I'm in it. You see, because there's a time and purpose for everything under heaven. That's what the Bible says. And so if I think about the time shift, whoo, I mean, I'm excited, you guys. The time shifted. Now, you know, in the natural, they say we lost an hour. Come on. But I believe that what God has done for us, we didn't lose anything. We just shifted. We just shifted. Because God told us at the beginning of the year, he said, it's a new season. There's a new season. He said, it's fresh anointing, fresh oil. Come on, fresh fire. Anybody else with me this morning? He said, it's new. And sometimes he has to literally shift us into the new so that we really understand it's a new season. So when I look outside, it's dark. But it's a new day. When I'm about to go to sleep, it's light. But he said, but I'm not done yet. Come on. Thank you, Jesus. I'm an overcomer. I'm an overcomer. I've overcome the last season. Whew. Okay, maybe your last season wasn't like my last season. Can I testify? Can I testify real quick? Maybe your last season wasn't like my last season. Because last year was rough. It was rough. From the death of my dad, the death of my uncle, I mean, transition, you know, with my son going off to college, change in job, you know, having to close the store, like all these things heavy. That all happened last year. That all happened in a year. And I'm telling you, it was rough. But God is like, Lamisa, it's a new season. You've shifted. You've overcome. Do you understand what that means to overcome? Do you understand what that really, really means? See, biblically, listen, it means to prevail. It means that we rise above hardships. It means that we endure to the end. It means that we finish the course. It's literally part of our walk as a believer. It's part of our inheritance to be overcomers. Amen. If you read through the book of Revelation, which we're going to do, you know, it talks a lot about overcoming. Overcoming the temptations, overcoming the trials, overcoming the world. Come on. To those who overcome, amen, there's blessings and eternal life. Overcome. You are an overcomer. Come on, I want you to be reminded what it tells us in Revelation 3:21 in the King James. Listen to this. To him that overcometh, will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. Do you hear that? You're an overcomer. You, when you overcome, you get to sit right next to Jesus, who's seated right next to the Father. You're an overcomer. You're an overcomer. I want to read something to you in Revelation 12. Going back up in Revelation 12. Okay? And I want you to understand what we've overcome. Now, we can all talk about our history. I could tell you about last year, I overcame it. I could tell you about, you know, my childhood, I overcame it. I could tell you about different relationships, I overcame it. Come on, I overcame, you know, eating disorder. I overcame, you know, all these different things I could just talk about. I'm sure you could too if we had hours. What have you overcome? But let's go deeper. Okay? Let's go a little bit deeper. Because God has set us up that no matter what, we're overcomers. Listen, I'm going to read this. I'm going to read it from the beginning so you get all of it. Here's what it says in, well, my glasses on. Revelation 12, 1. Now a great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a garland of 12 stars. Then being with child, she cried out in labor and pain and gave birth. And another sign appeared in heaven. Behold, a great fiery red dragon having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 diadems on his head. His tail drew a third of the stars of heaven and threw them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman who was ready to give birth to devour her child as soon as it was born. She bore a male child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was tied up to God in his throne. Are you following? This is what John saw. Then the woman fled into the wilderness where she has a place prepared by God that they should feed her there 1,260 days. And war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought, but they did not prevail. Hold on, let me just check my Bible. And maybe you should check your Bible. Because right here it says, but they did not prevail. But they did not prevail. Come on. Nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer. So the great dragon, listen, was cast out, that the serpent of old called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world, he was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have come, for the accuser of our brethren, who accused them before our God day and night, has been cast down. Verse 11. And they, touch yourself and say, I'm they, overcame him. Who did they overcome? So who were we just talking about? They overcame him, the accuser, the devil, the Satan, amen, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to death. Therefore, rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you having great wrath, because he knows that he has a short time. You've overcome. It's nothing you did. Listen, it's all what God did. He defeated our enemy and our accuser, cast him out, and his time is short. But I want you to really see this. That you overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. You've overcome. So that's who you are. You're an overcomer. Just having your salvation in Christ qualifies you to declare boldly, I'm an overcomer. You don't even have to go through anything. But if you have gone through some things, that's just part of the course. That's what Jesus said. He said, you're going to have trials and tribulations. He said, but don't you worry. Overcome the world. Think about that. He already let us know, I've overcome the very place that Satan was sent to. I overcame that too. The devil's time is short. In other words, Jesus is coming back. And although it seems like he is winning, he already lost. He lost. Do you understand who is the winner? Jesus won. And because Jesus won, you won. You're a winner. You're an overcomer. And why do I want you to hear that this morning? Is because the Lord woke me up. And he said, Renisa, you've overcome. I remember years ago, I was thinking about an overcomer. And then the Lord said, look at the word again. He said, look at it backwards. So I looked at it, and it came over. He said, I want you to see it again. You came over. I didn't just overcome. I came over. I went from one place, listen, to another. There was a time and a season of mourning, but now I'm dancing. So there was a time of heaviness, but I've got the joy of the Lord. What have you overcome? What was the place in the last season that he says, no, in this new season, you can testify? Saved you. He healed you. He set you free. You're an overcomer, but not only that, he made sure that the devil would never, ever, ever, ever have any position in the heavenly realms. That he would never, ever, ever be able to touch God's people. He made sure. How? By the blood of the Lamb. He made sure that the one who was constantly, listen, constantly accusing you, constantly looking, he's been cast out. He can't do that anymore. We give him too much power and authority in our lives. He has no place. He has no power. Did you not read what I just read? All the power he had. Listen, he was in heaven. He was an angel. He had the authority to worship in heaven. And that was stripped away. Do you hear me? He has no power. He's an unemployed musician who's under your feet. He has no power. You give him power. When you say things like, well, the devil's busy again, I'm under attack again. No. You cannot be under attack by someone who's under your feet. You've overcome. You've overcome. You've overcome. So this spring forward, I want you to see this prophetically. Because sometimes God says move forward, but then he says, I'm going to spring you forward. And I saw a picture of two places, like a mountain on one side and a big mountain on the other side. And, you know, there was nothing in between. But God said, I'm shifting you from that little mountain to that big mountain. And I'm looking, going, how am I going to get there? And he said, I'm springing you forward. Whether you want to go into the new season or not, he's bringing us forward. It's time. It's time for us to move forward. I miss my dad. But I know he's okay. And I'll see him again. I miss my old team. But God gave me the opportunity to have a new team. In a new place to minister to people and to love on people. He's intentional. There's a reason why he's springing us forward, because it's time. I don't know who this is for, but you've been hearing the word. It's a new season, but you've been dragging your feet. You've been taking it slow. You've been saying, well, you know, I'll get there. Let me just get my stuff together and let me change my ways. And then when I do all that, I'll get to the new season. The devil is a liar. That's exactly where he wants you. Dragging your feet, taking your time. But the time is now. This is your Kairos moment. The time changed. So you have to go into the new season. You following me? You have to. You can't drag your feet anymore. You can't make excuses anymore. You can't live in the past anymore. You can't dwell on the hurt anymore. You can't wallow in the pain and the depression anymore. He says, it's time. The time changed. You've been sprung into a new season. And in this new season, it's a season where you will be an overcomer. Your testimony will say it all. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I may have lost an hour of sleep, but I never lose any time with you, Lord. A day is like 1,000 years. Lord, I don't know about you. But I feel like he sprung me into this new place. I don't know what this is, but I feel something different. Perhaps it's because I overcame. I made it through. I came over. Is that anybody else's testimony this morning? I made it through. I'm on the other side. I'm on the other side. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Come on, let's just lift up a praise to the Lord. Think about everything you came over. Think about everything you made it through. Whether it was last year, 10 years, or 20 years, or 5 minutes ago, just think. I made it through. Thank you. Ooh, yeah. And we just thank you, Lord, for the testimony of overcome, being an overcomer. Thank you for the testimony. We give you praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name.